أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. In the previous ayat, the first ruku of Surah Al-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala explained His great qudrat, His great ni'mats upon mankind, and over Allah asked, O jinn and man, which of the favors of Allah can you deny? And man replies and says that, O Allah, we cannot deny any of your favors. And all these favors is just like, for us to understand, like a father who does everything for his children. He gives them everything, and he asks them that which favors haven't I done for you? And what does he expect in return? That they must be obedient to him, they must listen to him. Or like a boss who looks after his workers extremely well, and he does everything for them, and he even asks them that, am I not a fair boss, am I not a good boss? And they all admit, yes, you are very good. And then the day comes for the day of payment. Now that is a day of recompense, that those who worked properly and were obedient, they will get their pay properly. And those who didn't work, in spite of the fact that they admitted that the boss was very good to them, the father was very good to them, but they did not work properly, so they will have to be punished. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala, after showering mankind and showing to mankind what His great powers and qudrat are, so He says then finally a day will come which is called the day of judgment, the day of qiyamah, the day of justice. And that is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone loves justice to be done. So the day of qiyamah will be day of justice, that those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala will be recompensed accordingly. And those who are disobedient, who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, they will be punished accordingly. So for that Allah Ta'ala says, Kullu man alayha faan. Jo koi hai zameen par fana hone wala hai. Whoever is on earth will definitely reach extinction. That is, they will not exist in the least, but the heavens and the earth, the mountains and the seas, human beings and jinnat, trees and stones, there will be nothing. A time will come when nothing will exist. Everything will be brought down to zero, and there will be non-existence of everything again for a certain period. But during that period also, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. اور باقی رہے گا منہ تیرے رب کا بزرگی اور عظمت اور عظمت والا. And at that time also the Zaat, the being of Allah Ta'ala will remain. Everything besides Allah Ta'ala will have been destroyed, will have been made extinct. There won't be any existence of it at all. Scientists believe that matter cannot be created or cannot be destroyed. It just gets changed. But Allah's Qudrat is above everything, and everything will be destroyed, nothing will remain in existence. Only Allah will remain in existence after that. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asks, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Then which favors of your Lord, of Allah Ta'ala, O jinn and man, will you deny? That Allah has been so fair that He has created everything, given us the Quran, He has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to inform us, and He has made us to know who He is and what His favors are. We should have realized it on our own, but He Himself has spelled it out for us in the Quran Sharif through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then after this whole giving us all His favors to use, and now it is time for the examination. And the examination, the day of judgment, is also a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just like students studying in the class, all of them, some are playful during the year, are absent from classes, do not attend classes, don't do their work, and others are diligent. So it's only fair that the day of examination comes along, and then the right can be separated from the wrong. So like that, Allah has brought the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah, which is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala will resurrect everyone again and bring everyone to back to life again, and then the day of Qiyamah will take place. And then in this ruku here, Allah Ta'ala explains the punishment for those people who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, who were disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. And in the next ruku, Allah Ta'ala explains the favors of Allah upon the believers, those who believed in Allah and who were obedient to Him, what great favors Allah Ta'ala will bestow upon them. Wa akhiru da'wana.